Yes. Good evening and welcome to the Business and Economic Segment Lecture Hall 1 with me, Kavevede Mburuka.
Yeah, and David Shombe. Welcome to your favorite program, Business and Economic Segment. Welcome to Economic Class. And to our dear listeners, Business and Economic Segment is a show or it's a platform where we discuss economic matters. And we discuss business opportunities, we discuss matters of entrepreneurship, and we look at domestic policies and also international policies. It's also a matter where we connect, economic minds to those who want to learn and understand how to navigate economic affairs. We also invite experts, lawmakers, policymakers, analysts, and all those who are interested in seeing a different Namibia in terms of development, economic development, and just to improve life in general. Because when we are discussing economic matters, we have to make sure that we look at the different factors which are involved in getting our economy right. And there are a lot of factors which can be, can be national, can be regional, can be continental, and also at the international level. That's why, discussions of our topic are always linked to what is affecting the issues of bread and butter at home, and how can we look at the future in terms of a country, and how can we also build a better state that our kids and grandkids. We're going to have grandkids in the future who inherit and be proud of, not as we are now, although things have been done, but let's look at how we can improve. Yeah, that's why, to our dear listener, whatever discussion that we are going to bring up, and after every conversation, we are going to give you an opportunity to call us, engage us in the studio, going to ask questions, you are going to do your contribution, and also bring your views about matters which are being discussed. Because Kaveh, people think when you have a platform, you are the experts of everything.
Yeah.
And that is not right at all. We are facilitating the program, and you have people out there who know things, people out there who did the deeper research. And yeah, let us use this as our learning opportunity.
Yeah, indeed.
Yeah.
And for today, we're just going to be interrogating the concept of a developing state needs regional stability as well as good relations in order to, of course, prosper or succeed. Because when you look at Africa, you realize that it's one of the richest continents in terms of, resources.
Yeah.
But then also when it comes to providing the basic human needs or catering to the basic needs of their people, then we become one of the poorest continents.
Yeah.
So we'll also just be looking at the situation that is currently happening in DRC that has been ongoing for more than 30 years now.
It's 30 years. Oh, it's since, I don't even say 30 years, more than that.
Yeah, more than that.
Yeah, because what those guys know is conflict. It's like the Afghanistan of Africa.
Of Africa, yeah.
Yeah.
So there's always ongoing war, there's always ongoing conflicts. So we're just going to be unpacking how that situation could be affecting us reaching, our African Development Agenda of 2063, which was set in place to create the Africa that we all want and need. And we're also just going to be maybe looking at maybe the impact of how mismanagement of resources can really impact peace and development of a state or a continent.
Yeah.
And also, for somebody who could be sitting there maybe asking, why should Namibia be concerned about DRC or what's happening that side? Maybe we can also get into that aspect before we finish off.
Yeah. Now, Kaveh, the first thing that we need to look at is peace and stability as one of the factors which contribute to development of the country. Because in Africa, more than 80% of the countries are still in a developing state.
Yeah,
they are still in the developing state, although some, like Namibia, we are classified as upper middle income country in terms of our economy and also other factors. But you need to realize that for our countries to move forward, there is a lot of things that need to be done. Because a country can do well in terms of our internal, you can have a very peaceful country where it's run by a very good government, then you can have people who are very they are contributing to different initiatives. Maybe they invest in technology and so on.
Mm-mm.
But you are not standing on your own. When you have a regional conflict, this thing will indirectly affect you.
Yeah.
Yeah, this thing will be indirectly affect you. And sometimes you'll suffer more. Because when there is war, people, they don't care whether how strict you are at controlling your borders.
Yeah.
People come in.
Yeah.
And remember, these guys who are coming to your country, they are just not ordinary people. Some are released from prison.
Mm.
Yeah, some they got opportunity through this chaos. Yeah, that's why it's very important when we are discussing this topic to look at the issues of, the issues of regional peace, the issue of governance, and the issue how conflict affect the way we move forward.
Mm.
Let's go to a commercial break.
Choose driving sober over driving intoxicated. Choose to obey speed limits over speeding. Choose to use pedestrian crossings over crossing just anyway. And choose to replace worn-out tires over pinching pennies. Choose to do the right thing on our roads and save lives.
This message was brought to you by the National Road Safety Council.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Yes, welcome back to Lecture Hall 1. We are still talking about why a developing state needs regional stability as well as good relations in order to truly prosper. Yeah, you can just continue on with your point that you had before we went to break.
Yeah, I was talking about the issue of governance and how it connected to development, especially when it's coming to issues like what's happening in DRC, what's happening in what have happened in Mozambique and Libya and all other countries. But first, let us look at where we come from. Yes. Africa, I don't want to go back into history, but let us look at the issue of 2015, where African countries decided to come together.
Mm-mm.
Then they say, no, let us sit together. Then let us look at where we come from. We came from colonialism. We were together when we were fighting. People were colonizing us.
Mm.
Now let us stand up and coming up with the plan, the African Agenda 2063, a 50-year plan, to see what is the Africa that you want.
Mm.
And at that time, you know, it was very interesting to see that, no, I think African leaders, they realize that the solution to their problems is within the borders of the continent.
Mm-mm.
That's why when African head of state sit and plan ahead, they look at issues of the market. Because, Kaveh, if we were together, or let me say, if African people are working together, we have the market.
Yeah.
We have the market. We can sell. We can. There is nothing outside the world that is not in Africa.
Mm-mm.
And there is nothing which is operating either in international market which is not coming from Africa.
Mm.
Yeah, the only problem is that we are divided. Maybe let me just go a little bit on some of the aspiration of African Agenda 2063, the Africa that you want. It's a very beautiful document when you read it.
Mm.
Yeah, it's a very beautiful document when you read it. And it's a continental strategic plan which explains in details where we want.
Mm.
Because number one, they say, no, we want a prosperous Africa based on inclusive growth and sustainable development. Those are some of the aspiration. Then you also look at an integrated continent politically. It means that we are together in terms of politics.
Mm-hmm.
We can have difference, but we are integrated. We can assist each other. That is the Africa now that we want. Then the document can go and also talk about Africa of good governance, democracy, respect for human rights, justice, and the rule of law.
Mm.
Now, Kave, when you are looking at these things, then you are looking at what's happening in Africa, you think it's an insult.
Yeah.
Yeah, you think this is an insult because that is not where we are facing.
Mm.
Yeah, that's not where we are facing. Maybe the last one before you get into the conversation. The Africa with a strong cultural identity, common heritage, values, and ethics. You know, these guys understood. They understood to say, no, most of the things that we have, even in our country, but we are not really too tribal compared to other countries.
Mm-mm.
It's an issue of ethnicity. Who is who? You don't belong here.
Mm-mm.
Other people belong here. Then the problem, the main problem come with African wealth, mineral resources. This is now where things started to go south.
Mm.
Because most of the people that are directing the African economy, these are not African.
Mm.
People who are benefiting from the chaos are not Africans. Yeah, that's why, Kave, when you look at M23, because a rebel group was supposed to be a group which is not organized. If you're a rebel, you're fighting the government, right? But these guys have drones. Mm. These guys have drones. These guys have technology. Where do you think these things are coming from?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because somebody sitting somewhere is benefiting from the African conflict.
Mm.
And this thing will definitely impact us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, most definitely. And I think the thing with that whole agenda of 2063 is that I think the very first important step for us that we need is for all of us to understand it.
Yeah.
Because it was a beautiful thing, it was a beautiful idea, a beautiful concept that all the leaders came up with. But I think they got not to say that they failed.
Yeah.
But when it came to the implementation or the explanation of the whole document, to make sure that all parts of society, even from the lowest level of society up to the strongest, you know, that everybody understood.
Yeah.
Because these are core values that we should all be, you know, that should be explained to everybody.
Because
for me to even stand up and start rebelling against my own government is because I do not even understand where my country is heading.
Yeah.
And I don't understand where I want to see my country in a few years.
Yeah.
And that's because, you know, the whole thing of we are going to live together under, you know, a good governance, good democracy, all these things were not really thoroughly explained to everybody.
Yeah.
There were concepts, yes, at your level, you know, at your leadership level, you understand it, but then nobody really took the time to integrate them into society.
Yeah, no, I hear you. And there was also an argument from, one of the analysts to say, no, you guys, you are selling us dreams.
Mm.
Because when you set a 50-year plan, you already know you guys were sitting there, no one's going to be alive that time.
Yeah.
No, some of you are not here. But you can think of it like that. But the intention in the plan was supposed to work.
Yeah.
Yeah. You look at the issue of African free trade area.
Mm.
The issue of planning for Africa to have a free market.
Mm.
Where if you buy a bank of maize in Namibia, you can still buy the bank of maize from Angola without you being charged with these tariffs and being taxed like nobody's business.
Mm-mm.
And they also have a plan to say, Africa, let us have one payment system.
Mm.
This is what they want, but we are still maybe 90% far from where the continent was supposed to go.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, that's why now, why do people think, no, Kave and David, they are talking about Africa, but we have our national problems.
Mm.
Now, you need to realize that in the country like Namibia, why do you think people have Ministry of Foreign Affairs?
Mm.
You can look at the Minister of Foreign Affairs moving around the world thinking maybe he is just visiting. Yes, some they are doing that.
Yeah.
But that is not the intention.
Yeah.
The intention was to build connections.
Mm.
Because people realize that the problem which is in DRC, it looks like it's far.
Yeah.
But understand that as we are speaking now, around 4 million people, they are displaced. They are running from point A to B. And when I was watching CNN, there was one woman who was saying, no, I'm tired of running.
Mm.
Because everywhere I go, everywhere I go, I don't stay there for long.
Yeah.
And I don't even know where I belong.
Mm-mm.
And remember that the conflict which is in DRC is impacting Namibian trade also.
Yeah.
Do you know that we supply fish and other resources to DRC.
Mm.
And you also have those logistical companies, some of the Namibian guys that we know, they drive trucks to DRC.
Yeah.
But that thing is not going to happen anymore. What you are now expecting is displacement of people that are going to come to our country.
Mm.
They will come, definitely they will come.
Yeah.
Because one of the analysts which I interviewed today told me to say, look, in Goma, where now, it's a very big city. Maybe if you are comparing to Namibia, you think it's what? Maybe it's Ojiwarongo, if you have to compare it to Namibia.
Mm.
I think in the weekend, these rebel guys, they wanted to take over that city. Then SADC forces was there. Just after 2 days, they took over everything. Everyone is running away.
Mm.
These guys have lethal weapons.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's not really a good thing to see. Even you know, SADC, some of the SADC members, especially the South African people,
Mm-mm.
South African military,
Mm-mm.
they are dying there.
Yeah,
they are dying. They are not dying because they don't know how to fight. They are dying because somebody is funding another one with higher level of weapons and give them training.
Yeah,
because in that chaos, Kave. Every time there's a plane flying from DRC with many resources. That's why the question that we need to ask ourselves is that now, where are we facing as a continent? What can be done from the national point of view?
Mm.
And how can we solve these problems? Because these are not the problems for only countries. These are the problems which are also going to affect us.
Mm-hmm.
And the way we live, and these people, you have to accommodate them.
Yeah.
If a refugee comes to your doorstep, you have to accommodate the refugee. Because you were also a refugee at one point.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a caller. Maybe you can take. Yeah.
Yes, good evening.
Yes, good evening.
Yes, Nako.
Mr. Kave and Mr. David Sombe. Mr. Kave and Mr. David Sombe.
Yes.
Good evening. Is it evening or afternoon?
Yeah, it's evening.
Oh, it's evening.
Yes.
Good evening, please.
Yeah.
Welcome to Lecture Hall 1.
Yeah, welcome to Lecture Hall 1.
Is this where almost everybody gathered, that big ones or what?
Yeah.
So I'm longing to be there again, once more again.
Oh, you want to go back to university?
Yeah, the University of Namibia.
When is here?
No, this is the great one, actually.
Okay.
Because this one actually now look at you were talking about peace and stability.
Yeah.
The lifeblood of the African continent.
Yeah.
In terms of development.
Yeah.
It's true. It is a pity. I heard, you know, 9 soldiers, South African soldiers, they died there and things like that.
Now they are 13.
They are 13 now.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine. I hope their blood will water our liberation and total liberation of cleaning up the conflict, whether it's armed conflict or whatever. You remember that there were time also where Zimbabwe and Namibian and our combatants went in there.
Yes.
Not that they went in there, they were just preventing the bloodshed.
Yeah, and I think we also lost some of our guys there.
Yes, but they sacrificed because that time it was most of them were the swap plan combatants.
Yeah.
And of course, there were also those ones who were there. But we thank God that war did not spread up to this side. And that is exactly what they are trying to do now.
Yeah.
So to make sure that they stabilize, like you say, some of these things are sponsored.
Yeah.
It is you, if you create an understanding of those aspiration and vision, 2063,
yeah.
And you promote the servant leadership. We're talking about governance. Last time we were talking about ethical principle, servant leadership, conscious. It is you. I think the Namibia and the society depend on nowhere else but you. What you do, you inspire, you train them and call them to lecture or hall one.
Yeah.
So that they now talk about the sectors. What are the conflicts? Because sometimes, let me tell you something. I understand. There are unemployment, there are all these things, and there are those who are really doing something. Yeah. Asking me, Mr. Kanjongo, come to Anyoka.
Yeah.
One day so that he can come and visit us and see the cattle, the animal. He is telling us that, yes, if you can employ me as a farm manager, and the farm manager, and you agree on this and this and that.
Yeah.
So now, I think we seem to be lacking behind.
Yeah.
I always say that
life's all about making real moments. So here's to you and your chomies for being 100% real. From jiving to the car wash for the chill, not the wash, to making the cooler box your seat for the night, to going out after work to get that Chino's to Plucky's feeling. Here's to making everyday moments better by keeping it 100% real. Vintook. Real beer for real people. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Hello?
Yes?
So I'm not going to take too long. All I'm saying is that those conflicts, they will never permit you to prosper, no matter how.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? No. It will be just... Yes.
How can we avoid such situations? Because one of the reasons in every analyst, maybe every historian, every political researcher who come to the case of DLC, he or she is talking about the mineral resources which are not well managed, which are the main cause of conflicts, because everyone is fighting to get something, especially the most powerful one are the one who are benefiting. Why the civilians are running up and down, because that is they are saying
the civilians are running up and down because of the civil war.
Yeah. Now you don't even know how to call it. Is it a civil war? Because with this guy, the government is saying M23 is not their people. You just don't know. It's just chaos.
No, M23 is not their people. It's all these are kind of, those are things that we need to iron out.
Yeah.
We are one brother. We are one people.
Yeah.
So if the conflict, if you mention that, yes, some of these conflicts are sponsored and people, we are talking about all these other issues.
Yeah.
No, we should also be patriotic enough.
For?
To make sure that we defend and we are not allowed to be influenced. Because even you see, I think there's also good governance there when you look at it. We are not allowed to invent any other country. If there are conflicts within, like Mozambique, the nation, and the DRC now, Congo, you see that the M23 and all these other things, some are saying, Rwanda, some are saying this and this thing. And I was listening to this, the president of France.
Yeah.
They were all concerned. So we must just also organize ourselves to make sure that we guide against the destabilization of peace and stability.
Yeah.
So that the young ones, if there is a need, I think this time around, so you can always just make sure that, because like you said, there's no way you can prevent them to come to your borders and come inside and things like
that. They're already on their way. Maybe by tomorrow you'll see them.
No, they are your brothers, they are your sisters.
Yeah.
Well, what you can do is just to accommodate. You know, in 1975, when the war broke, 1975, I think maybe you were not born by then.
No, I was just 40 years by that time.
40.
Okay, I'm joking. Then, no. Okay. It's not
so all those people who are coming.
Yeah.
I know they come with the criminal and all these things, asylum seekers, all this other.
Yeah.
there are mechanisms already in place. I was part of one of those people who were integrating those refugees and asylum seekers from this, the Oshiwarongo one, what is it? Oshilo refugee camp.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? We integrated them, our brothers and things like that, some of the teachers.
Maybe just to give a short answer, what can be done apart from now? You said we must work together. But what can be done to prevent such conflicts to continue? Because
not to allow yourself to be negatively or influenced
by
the interference of those who are sponsoring the war.
Mm-hmm.
And you must understand that you are people. You see, most of these things you said, hey, this one is on this ruling, this one is on. Okay, you understand? So what you can do now, you focus on the economic and political integration. So you fight for one common goal, for Africa to prosper.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Yes?
Mm.
That is the situation. But Kave, you know one thing about eating, because there is this thing in Africa, especially, I don't want to say the elite, there's this thing where only few people have resources and majority of the people don't have resources. But if somebody comes from outside, it's easy to manipulate a person who is hungry and dying to conflict. Because if you just look at, you know, these guys who are fighting in this war, some of these are young people.
Mm-mm.
Who they don't really know where they are going, because what they see is poverty around.
Yeah,
but they are saying in terms of mineral wealth in DRC, in Africa, is the wealthiest. In terms of now social life and poverty level, it's also at number one, because you have resources, but people are still going down.
Yeah,
people are going down because it's only the few.
Because the
people they are talking about the weapons that you are finding there, they are not made in Africa.
And that's a problem, because Africa, we have a problem of mismanagement of resources.
Yeah,
and I think it goes back to the topic we had about good leadership, good governance. Whoever you have in position, or whoever holds the key to the minerals and the resources in the country, it's where you have to start. Because if somebody, like we were talking about, how it's hard for you when you're in a leadership position to relate to somebody who's saying that they're hungry or they are poor, because from your point of view, everything is fine. You have a good salary. You have benefits that you're reaping, but it would be hard for you to relate to a person who's on the ground, suffering. So I think in Africa, when we talk about even the Agenda 2063, we have to start also with good governance. Because if our leaders can relate to us, I feel like we'll be in a better position of managing our resources. Therefore, we can avoid some of these conflicts. We can avoid some of these confrontations, because had the resources has been, distributed fairly among everybody, we wouldn't have some of these problems.
Yeah, we really wouldn't have some of these problems, because when you look at, in most cases, the person who is being used is the person who is hungry.
Mm-mm.
And the person who does not have anything to lose.
Yeah.
And is something which is a barrier to our development, even to development of Namibia.
Mm-mm.
Because we are going to deal more with regional affairs rather than focusing on our internal development, and we are already far ahead where the world is going. That's why you look at the plans which Africa have, you look at where Africa come from, and you look at people who are saying they are assisting Africa, but on the other side, they are also rooting from Africa. Then you understand that we are on our own, and it's only up to us to assist ourselves.
Yeah,
because even this thing, they are saying, it's mismanagement of resources and ethnicity. Even if we don't start it here, if we don't put that thing down, even in our country, to say this one is a what.
Yeah,
I'm only talking to you because you are a Vambo. I'm only talking to you because you are a Damara. Those are things which were put in place by people who colonized us to say, no, we are not one.
Yeah.
That's why when you look at what happened in, I think in 1994 there in Rwanda, imagine Kave, around 1 million people got killed it's the same people.
Mm.
It's only the, I think just what Hutu and Tutsis.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the same people, but these are brothers and sisters. They are just coming from colonialism.
Mm.
They got their independence.
And they're killing each other.
Now they start killing each other. Then you start to ask yourself, what's going on?
Mm.
Africa, are we cursed or what? where is the problem?
You'll wonder because you when you look at the colonial times, you can see the power that Africa can have when we work together.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, when we had the common goal of defeating the colonial government,
yeah,
we were stronger.
Yeah.
But then now after colonial times, where you would think we'd be united and would be, you know, even if the I think one of the goals that you said was to ensure, you know,
unity. Yeah.
Now that we are looking ahead, you know, to a prosperous Africa, to the Africa that we want, you would think that we would be more united in everything. But then this is also the time now where we are, you know, enforcing ethnicities and enforcing this division of ethnicities more than ever.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a big problem if not tackled.
Yeah.
Because we can already see what it's doing to DRC. You know, this is a problem that's still going on till today. And these people are going to be, you know, some of them, for them, it's security reasons also. They feel protected to some certain extent. So they won't stop fighting because for them, these people who are supporting the war, who are supporting them, also ensuring that they are safe to some extent.
And you know what is also interesting is that when you look at the way most of African states are operating, let's give an example of SADC. It's around 16 countries working together for economic development and also peace. But when there is a certain program at hand, which is part of what he wrote, it's unlikely that they will put that plan in motion if it's against their interest.
Mm-mm.
Because, you know, from 1998 to 2003-04, most of the Namibian soldiers were sent to DRC. Say, no, we are going to Kambira, we are going to defend our friend. And for the sake of SADC. But if you go deep in history, you realize that within SADC there was already conflict. Because it's only Namibia, Angola, and Zimbabwe who sent their soldiers.
Yeah.
There were things, if you read history, you understand that there was an argument between Mandela and Robert Mugabe.
Yeah.
To say, no, you are working to... No, they had deep argument. And I don't want to say that in public. Yeah, they had deep argument in that conference because somebody want to go and fight. Somebody think other person is betraying another person. Yeah, that's why they were still not united. Because the agreement is here that if one of us attacked, let's go and assist. Whatever way we go and assist.
Yeah.
But if you attacked, I come and assist you, I got attacked, you are thinking twice.
Mm-mm.
That's why now this thing is going to be very difficult, because it could be that we have different friends outside, we have different sponsors, and we are also attached to different international organizations.
Yeah
That's why dear listeners, if you are very interested in the history of DRC, go and research what happened between Robert Mugabe and Nelson Mandela there. Because they came to the point of at the end of the day, DRC was in a short peace, which was not really peace until now.
Yeah,
until now. And now things got, I think they are getting out of hand. Yeah, because if you see SADC soldiers are being taken down by what is regarded as terrorists, you realize that there's a lot of things behind there.
Yeah,
there's a lot of things. And if you are not really finding a way, these things are going to put us back.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, we are not going to move Kaveh.
Yeah.
Because you must be concerned, especially our country, you must be concerned what's happening outside.
Yeah.
Because if you are not concerned, we are, I don't know. Yeah.
And it's only a matter of time before it spreads, you know, throughout, you know, the rest of SADC countries, because like we are seeing, these are our brothers, and eventually we know what impacts them is going to impact us also down the line.
Yeah.
Whether it's in terms of trade or whatever, but then also, you know, war can, especially such a prolonged war, it can get out of hand to such an extent that it starts spreading outside the borders of the country.
Yeah, yeah.
And when it starts doing that, then you know that we're in trouble, because, you know, some of these people who are coming to our countries from DRC, they are refugees, some are civilians, but then within them also, you are not sure, you know, who's really part of even M23, who could be coming into your country. You don't know who's
people. Yeah, because the M23 is a name. It's like, It's like Boko Haram.
Yeah.
It's just a name because M23, I think, is March. I think it was started March 23 there because, you know, most of these guys, they call themselves revolutionaries.
Mm-mm.
They name, if you go back in history, they name their groups either on that year or the day it was formed.
Oh, yeah.
You know, 2020, what movement, M23. And, it would definitely spread across Africa if it's not well handled. Because, you know, what happened in Afghanistan, if you get used to use gun to get power, then you start operating in a mafia style.
Yeah.
Then other countries got inspired. Then that is how you end up not really respecting elected authority.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, because people realize to say no, if I can have this assistance, which is wrong, because it's only the strong man who is going to rule.
Yeah,
and our future is doomed if you are not very careful.
Yeah,
yeah,
and I think a lot of silent organizations, you know, are using this war.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
Yes, welcome back to Lecture Hall 1. We're having a very interesting conversation here about the DRC and why it's important for any developing state to have good relations as well as stability. You can, of course, engage us here in studio by calling us at 083-288-401. That is 083-288-401. And just before we went on the break, I was talking about, you know, how so many institutions and governments and organizations, you know, are involved in this war.
Yeah.
Even though we don't see them at the forefront, we don't see them in the headlines.
Yeah.
But then there are people who are, you know, they're involved in the situation. Like you mentioned about how some of the weapons being used by this M23 are things that are not even produced in Africa.
Yeah, people have drones.
Yeah, people have drones.
They can locate where you are.
Yeah.
Yeah, then they will hit you. It's very difficult out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they have high level of technology. Yeah, and you realize that I think the Secretary General of the United Nations was pointing figures on Rwanda. They say, no, stop. Come out of DRC. Stop funding M23. And the guy is saying, no, I'm not funding them. They must deal with their own problems.
Yeah.
and there is no now, when you look at these countries as neighbors, there is no now relationship because they say, no, they recall their ambassadors. They say, no, come home because we don't have good relationship.
Mm-mm.
That's why now, imagine now if there is drought in Rwanda. Or there's drought in DRC.
Yeah.
You were supposed to help the neighbor. But now you are finding somebody to hit me.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, that's why now it's going to take a long time. It's really going to take a long time, especially for that conflict to be solved, if it's not well handled.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah. And it's already been over 30 years. So
No, it's a long history. And it has a lot of players also. Because, Kaveh, there is always a rich guy outside the country who is benefiting. Those diamonds are going to be worn by princesses in the Western country.
Yeah.
They are very happy with their families there. They are living a very soft life.
Yeah.
But they are using the resources which are coming from blood.
Mm-mm.
Why other kids are, instead of going to school, you choose, are you going to a refugee camp or you take an AK-47 to choose whatever side you choose?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's up to you, because some of these guys, war can be their way of surviving.
Yeah.
Because you fight and root. You fight and take.
Yeah.
And what is interesting is also that there is also an indication, apparently, prisoners were released from Goma City that was taken. And that's when our chaos started. Because when you have a prisoner, freedom is in chaos.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, that is his freedom. Yeah, it's going to terrorize you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to terrorize you. And yeah, I think it's a question that we need to ask ourselves, and we need to look at it from a point of view as a country to say, you know, what can we learn from relations with other countries?
Mm.
You know, Kaveh, I like the way I was talking to one diplomat. I like the way Namibia handled some of the... Because, you know, Namibia is very good with diplomacy also. Mm. There are some areas where we did very well. There were killing which is happening in Zambezi.
Mm.
People are killed. Some fishermen got killed. And it was very... it was a troubled situation where the statistics are saying around 35 people were killed by Botswana military. Then this guy have to go on the table and talk. But you end up realizing, sometimes you end up thinking, no, is this person scared or what?
Mm.
But if you really have a mind of the future, you realize that war will never bring peace.
Yeah.
Yeah, war will never bring peace. And it's very difficult to build.
Mm.
Yeah, that's why our diplomat really did well. And I've never seen such a conflict.
Yeah.
Although it was really an unfortunate situation, it was really not good.
Mm-mm.
You can't kill people for crossing the borders if their fathers and mothers were and grandparents were traveling those roads.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. But you know, I'm thinking about this whole DRC situation and everything. I think the way I view it is that, you know, this whole war has been a distraction to Africa.
Yeah.
Because, you know, while we are focused on the war and the fighting and the conflicts, you know, we are missing the whole picture of developing Africa to what it's meant to be.
Yeah.
And I think that was the aim, you know, of those people who are supporting the war.
Yeah.
That was their aim, to distract Africa, to focus more on the fighting and, you know, and, you know, therefore we're not really building the unity that we need to advance as a continent.
Yeah.
So I think we have to open our eyes also at that level because...
Yeah.
When you have somebody intentionally causing a war,
intentionally
contributing to a war, intentionally supporting another group to instigate war within a country, you have to understand also there are reasons for that because they are not just doing it just also for the minerals and just for the whatever.
Yeah.
There's a deeper reason beyond that we also have to evaluate or look at because you have to realize that Africa is one of the, basically maybe even the richest continent.
No, it's not one of its number one.
Yeah, it's number one in terms of minerals and everything.
Well, why do you think a lot of people are here?
Mm.
A lot of, from west to the east, they are pointing eyes in Africa. Why do you think they are here?
Yeah.
Yeah, because they were number one.
Yeah.
You can't take, that is the only thing you can't take from Africa, but it's the only thing which is also putting us down.
Yeah, it's what they use against us because we don't, like, we know what we have, but then we don't know how to use it.
Yeah, I like the way you talk about a distraction and people using Africa for their own benefit because war is a market to other people.
Yeah.
It's a market. Because there is a business there which is I don't even think in Africa do we make our own guns? I don't think so.
I don't think so, no.
There is a business in all the world, powerful institutions which are selling weapons.
Mm-mm.
And they are selling lethal weapons and that is an opportunity to them.
Mm-mm.
And when there is a conflict, it's a market to them. And when you are now destroyed and you want to rebuild, you are going to them for loans.
Mm-mm.
And what are you going to pay with? You pay with your minerals.
Mm.
Yeah, that's why now this thing will never really end until to the point where African countries are coming together and say, no, guys, let us stop this thing.
Yeah.
Let us stop this thing. Let us talk. Because at the end of the day, ask yourself this. When you are fighting with your friends, who is benefiting?
Mm.
Because if you ask, follow who is benefiting.
Yeah.
Who is benefiting from my broken relationships?
Mm.
It's a basic example. Who is benefiting from me fighting another person?
Mm.
Is somebody who is seeing that conflict as an opportunity.
Yeah.
That's why in any country, you are not immune to external influence. Mm. It's how you deal with people.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's how you deal with people and it's also how you... Take care of your resources.
Mm.
People are running away with resources even in Namibia.
Yeah.
People are running away with diamonds. Where is the market? The question is now who is buying?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because who is buying? Because who is buying minerals which are coming from DRC?
Mm. Yeah. That's the aspect that we have to interrogate.
Yeah.
And I think now we have to also maybe look at what measures could we implement in order to ensure that, you know, all these goals that we have set for ourselves, you know, are being achieved. Because, it starts with unity. Because I feel you know, we have 16 member states in SADC. Yeah. And if we were all 16 of us were to stand up and truly unite and to combat that war in DRC,
yeah,
I think it would be something as easy as day and night, because
it would be a walk in the park.
Yeah, but then now the problem is that we have only few people supporting, you know, yeah, and other people are maybe supporting through humanitarian aid, but then that won't really stop the war, though.
They say, call on, eh?
Yeah.
No, we're just going to pass by. Then you have Beck.
Yes, good evening.
I will take maybe 1 minute. Like, if I go beyond 1 minute.
Okay.
Yeah, because I think maybe we also need to find a way of reaching out to the maybe the elder ones. They might understand the purpose of unity.
The elder ones, you mean?
I mean that, yes, they might have understood. Have a better understanding of how Africans can work together,
okay,
to preserve the peace and things like that. Because now it is actually the young ones who are to assume the leadership roles, management roles, and things like that. Okay, to now inculcate the values that are there to make sure that you defend the independence of the liberation of Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Because now you have mentioned that, yes, there are those who are interfering with the peace and stability of this continent, because they want to extract, you know, the mineral resources, and that thing has been going on, you understand?
Yeah.
See, new colonialism now. Are you getting that? Neo-colonialism.
Yeah.
Mm.
So you must understand now how to, you yourself, because the Tatenyoma said the young ones, the Ainunas, they will be coming to defend the values, the hard-earned independence.
Mm-hmm.
So it is up to you. And I think there is a way.
Yeah.
Maybe you need to reach out. You need to reach out maybe to those, let's say, reach out to the communities now. So strategically align, create an alliance with those community development workers, they are there.
Yeah.
There are plenty. Some of them don't even have jobs, and they have the degrees as to how you can develop, community development initiatives concerned.
Okay.
In terms of social, economic, and political, and things like that, you understand? So, in conclusion, is that yes, I heard that about 14. I don't know whether it's this panel or the electricity and things like that in the village, in the rural area. So, what we can do now, you can also reach out. I think this is something that we can do just to make sure that your effort here.
Yeah.
When you come to lecture hall one, they don't just end up there.
Oh, okay.
Because sometimes we also need to take this opportunity to where the people are, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe in the community, there are churches there are schools there are all these things. If network works, you just come and put your things there and say, I don't move over here.
They can download the Eagle FM app, then we can be together.
Forget, man. They just download and start watching new things. Forget about it. We are talking about lecture. So lecture. Yeah. So you think it's just a matter of resources, but we can also deploy and make sure that we financial resources and make sure that you are there already as facilitators. Come on. Are you not there?
I'm here, I'm listening.
Look, if you can just say this peer kind of things, and all, there are a lot of programs within the Ministry of Education. And then you start now giving lectures. We tell them that here at Mungurumo, wherever the village might be, here is it. There are youth kind of, all the youth.
Okay, sorry to cut you, we only have 2 minutes.
I'm just telling you because people are not calling.
Oh, okay.
because some of the approach that we can now reach them. Let's take these services there.
Yeah.
We talk about new things with the management and see how do we reach this and this and that and that? And so we reach, even men, we reach them there so that we can create some kind of awareness. Yeah?
Thank you.
God bless.
Yeah, maybe just in conclusion, apart from now, you talk about unity and assisting a friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, because if you are really principled and say, this is what is on the document, when there is a conflict, we just pay them a visit.
Yeah.
Then we put things in order.
Mm.
Now, the problem can come now here. When you are there assisting your friend, then you meet your friend who was giving you loans here to develop your country. Also in a different business. Then you have to stop.
Because
it's very difficult when you are assisting somebody. Then you end up realizing that, no, big man who was also giving me loans and fundings here, he's in a dark business on the other side.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why now, those are, a barrier to African peace. Those are external, most of the time are external people.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. No, you find the person with the same plat number which was bringing you food here, on the other side, they are bringing AK-47.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you are really good, we can just, They used to talk about, Angola and Zim military. They are saying they are very good at fighting and all those things.
Mm.
But those were supposed to be peacekeepers.
Yeah.
To go and just assist people. Because now DRC is in chaos. The whole SADC is going to be in chaos in terms of the movement of people.
Yeah.
Even crimes will also increase because when these people are running away, they are running away with weapons also.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
And I think also just maybe lastly, also another barrier I think that African countries experience when it comes to aiding each other in things like war and conflict is that, sometimes we also have that fear of being targeted.
Yeah.
Like you said, there's always a rich person on the other side that's benefiting from war.
Yeah.
And then me as a small nation of Namibia, if I see that, who is involved in this war, I see that as a way that if I get involved, I'll be targeted next, say, okay, no, why is Namibia getting involved?
But now, the problem now is here, when you have unity, it's very difficult for you to be defeated. If you are doing that and these people are true to you, when you get into problem, they also come.
They also come.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, but nonetheless, thank you so much for tuning in to the Business and Economic segment, Lecture Hall 1. We'll be handing over the mic shortly over to the Omtuma team, Tatena Luvanda and Tate Fly.
Thank you. Until next time, see you. Continue following Eagle FM programs and see you.